Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
To the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
I can't stand going to a doctor. I can't stand acknowledging I need help. I can't stand, I don't want any part of it. And I don't like to go. Our whole family went through a wicked virus that hit us a few weeks ago, knocked us on our insides for about 3 weeks. It went through one family member to the next, and it was just brutal. It was so bad, I went to a doctor, and I just hate doing it. And, you know, I've had other issues like that. You know, sometimes I feel like, oh, gosh, I might be having a heart attack. You know, my heart is hurting and my chest is hurting. And, of course, it winds up being absolutely nothing, just a stress attack, no big deal. And then I feel like a complete fool because here I am going in for something I don't really need. And so I'm one of those people that I'm a last resort kind of guy. I don't want any help unless I'm at the end of the rope. Then I'm going to go for some help. And that's probably not the way to do it. But I say this because I think there's a lot of people like that when it comes to other issues, perhaps even more so for issues of I don't want to say mental illness, but mental concern, things that are going on in your family, therapy. You know, I think even more than physical problems, we wait even longer for things that might affect us in our home life with our families because we think, well, we can deal with that ourselves. Just like, well, I could deal with this little ache or pain or this little fever that I've got. I don't need to go to a doctor. I can deal with it. But I think even in matters of therapy for our psychological well-being and our family's well-being, we push it off even further. We kick the can further and further and further and further because we don't want to spend the money. We don't want to spend the time. We don't think it's necessarily going to make a big difference. So we say, well, just kick the can down the road further and further and further. We're going to be talking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, a regular on us on our shows on Wednesday. And for the next few weeks, we're going to discuss, when do you know you need therapy? What are the signals that you need therapy? Gidi Hansen joins us now. Hi, Gidi.
Hi, good morning. I love your image of kicking the can down the road. That's a really good one.
Well, that's what I do. And I think there's a lot of people out there perhaps like me. And my guess is it's probably, well, you tell me, is it more men than women that like to just tough it out and say, you know, I don't need help, whereas a woman might be more likely to come in for help or not?
Well, that's hard to tell. I think it depends on the issue. I have a lot of male and female clients.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that because of our cultural values, women feel more comfortable expressing their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely is a factor, but I don't really see it as being gender related.
No, it's not. Okay, so it might just be a me thing where I don't like to go get help.
Believe me, I know a lot of women in denial.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of women who can deny what's going on around them just as easily as men.
So we're going to talk about how you know when you need therapy. And
that's right.
The Growing Place, we should mention, is located over 1074 East Avenue. It's really a wonderful place. Marriage and family therapy available. There are counselors available, registered interns. And I always think it's fair. We want to mention that there are some that insurance is accepted there for certain.
Yes, we don't take Medi-Cal, but if you have insurance, you need to see a licensed therapist.
Uh-huh.
But we have life coaches, we have biblical counselors,
mm-hmm.
So we have a wide array to meet people's needs.
Yeah, and they're located at 1074 East Avenue, Suite A4. And a phone number for the office at The Growing Place, you could ask for Gidi Hansen herself, or if you want to talk to somebody else, 588-0448. Well, let's get right into the gist of it. When does somebody know? When should you go to a therapist? Because there are people that come in and they have you come across people who come in that don't really need it, and you go, you know, you're here a little too premature. You know, you don't need me right now.
Well, actually, I wouldn't put it that way. Uh-huh. I would say we can work on the issues that you would like, but since there's no significant disruption in your life, I just want to assure you that these issues you have are very normal. That's
okay.
How I would put it. But how you can tell, the first major sign that you need therapy is that it's causing significant distress in your life.
Okay.
That's the definition of a mental or personality disorder.
Say it again, significant distress.
Yes, what you're going through is causing significant distress in your life. So if you are having significant distress in any area of your life, work, home, school, relationships, that you need to consider whether it's time to see a therapist.
That's a hard thing to quantify, though. Speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, significant? How do you define significant?
Okay,
that's a tough one.
Here's an example of significant distress. I'm so depressed I can't get out of bed in the morning.
Right.
I'm so depressed that I can't sleep at night.
Okay.
I'm so anxious that my job performance has gone down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But again, that asks the other question. Everybody has sleepless nights.
Yes.
Everybody has worry at work.
Yes.
I go in every day and I'm like, oh, geez, I got to come up with a story. I can't come up with this. I'm feeling some stress and distress. Part of distress is part of regular living, right?
Exactly.
So when does it get to the point where it is significant? One sleepless night is not distress.
When you can't do regular living anymore.
Okay.
When life doesn't feel regular anymore, you know it's time to get professional help.
You know, and what could happen there, Gidi, and I'm certainly no expert. It seems like you can, well, we're going to take a break, but can you, because you there becomes a new normal where you think that the distress in your life becomes normal and you don't realize it's abnormal. So you're living a dysfunctional life thinking that it's normal. When do you go see a therapist? We're going to have that discussion with Gidi Hansen for the next couple of weeks here on Wednesdays here on KKXX on The Big Show. We'll continue our discussion with Gidi right after this break on when you need therapeutic help. Right after this.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, I'm somebody that doesn't like to go to get therapy. I'm somebody that doesn't like to go to a doctor, but I have to acknowledge there are times that we have to do it. And Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, she's lucky that she doesn't have to deal with many people like me, probably, because
That's not true.
I would probably fight it all the way to the ends of the earth, because I don't like having to go. I don't like having to spend the money, and I like to think that things are normal. But when we went into the break, we were talking about Gidi. You said that people should see a therapist when there is significant distress in their
life. And you said, and what happens if you have a new normal that is dysfunctional? That is actually a very apt observation, because that is usually what happens.
Uh-huh.
The new normal, especially if you had childhood trauma and you think, well, everybody grew up in a household like mine, or everybody feels the way I do. But at some point, the coping mechanisms break down, the rationalizations break down, the denial breaks down, and you go, well, if everybody's like me, how come they're functional and I'm not?
Well, one of the things is that they're not functional, because nobody knows anybody. That's the one thing, that's one of my mottos in life, which is that, you know, when somebody says, oh, that person's the best person in the world, that's not true. This person's a jerk, the worst person in the world, that's not true either. I mean, it's somewhere. The extremes are never true.
Yes.
And when we think, well, I know this guy. You don't know anything about anybody. People judge people on the slightest sliver of someone's life.
Yeah.
I'll see somebody in the store and they're upset because they're paying too much money for something and they got a bad deal. And for 30 seconds, the person is upset and complains, and somebody wants to define that person. Well, that person's a jerk. Well, that's not fair. That's a 30-second sliver of that person's life. And so I don't think we can ever actually judge people based on
small
amount.
You're totally correct, but unfortunately, we often do that.
We do that a lot.
We do that when we compare ourselves to others, especially when we compare ourselves disfavorably. There comes a moment when you realize this isn't about comparisons, this isn't about anybody else, my life is not working right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to see a therapist. Another way you know that it's time to see a therapist is when your own efforts to fix whatever the issue is has failed.
Okay.
You've tried this tactic, you've tried that tactic. In other words, you are out of personal resources. You're out of personal know-how.
You have a list of ways in which I'm going to solve a problem, and none of those ways has been sufficient to work.
Right, and I've tried it for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
So it isn't like I just tried it once and it didn't work.
It sounds like what we're talking about mostly are just private issues of depression, trying to cope with depression, or...
It could be relationship, it could be work, it could be addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to get off of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I've joined AA. But I've got to find out what are the underlying issues that drive me to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because drinking for me is the solution, not the problem.
Right.
So what's the real problem? That's uh-huh. when you would need a therapist.
And I think the sign, but see, there I think when you're talking about alcoholism, that's something more substantive. I mean, you could recognize I'm drinking 3 glasses of wine
yes.
every night, and
I
have to have it. If I don't have it, something is, you know, I'm not functioning properly. But when you get down into issues of depression, and it seems like it's harder to quantify.
Well, if you're in it, you would know it.
Uh-huh.
And also, if your spouse says, you go to therapy or I'm leaving you, you're going to know it.
Mm-hmm.
If your spouse says, I've had it with your anger outbursts,
mm-hmm.
and you've tried everything you know how to do to control your anger and it's not working,
mm-hmm.
then you know. So the first two things we've talked about is your issues cause significant distress in your life. And then all your efforts to solve the issues have failed.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, okay, I need professional help. The third sign that it's time to seek professional help is that people who love you, your family, your closest friends, they're tired of listening to you.
Uh-huh.
They've given you all their best advice.
Mm-hmm.
They've prayed for you. They've walked alongside you, and nothing is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're beginning to notice that something's really off here.
Mm-hmm.
This is more than my best friend going through a bad season. Mm-hmm. Or this is more than my husband or my wife or my child or my father having a difficult time. This is something that I can't deal with, and nobody is willing to give me the advice that I need. They've tried and failed.
So when people come in... do you gather a lot from the first words out of their mouth? I mean, I would imagine you sit there and say, what's up? And then what's the first thing that comes out of their mouths, does that lead you as to where you need to go?
You know, Jerry, I love people. I love people, mm-hmm. and I've written a novel and a half, and I've studied people all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in, I feel, first of all, a great affection for them, that they don't have to do anything to earn just because they're a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, studying a human being is second to studying God for me. It's the most fascinating subject in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm constantly gathering information and analyzing and, you know, trying to figure out who this person is, always with the knowledge, as you said earlier in the show, that I'll never really know, but I pray God that I'll know enough to be able to help this person. I also try to put myself in this person's shoes. I try to empathize. I try not to look at the world through my own eyes, but to look at the world through their eyes so that I can understand how they are approaching their life and what they're going through.
We're speaking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, when you need to see a therapist. Gidi Hansen, you can reach her or other counselors and registered interns who can help you with some of your issues. At The Growing Place. The number there is 588-0448. We'll wrap up today's discussion right after the short break.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
I would think one of the most difficult things that decisions we have to make as a family member or just as an individual is to know when you need help. I mean, in some ways, you're diagnosing yourself. We go to get help because we need a doctor to diagnose us. But there has to be a self-diagnosis, it seems, first, which gets us into the door to get the help. And the question is, how do we diagnose ourselves to determine, you know what, I can't solve this problem? And it's a very humbling experience to have to acknowledge that, you know what, I have a problem and I can't solve my own problem. I need help. And I would think that's very difficult to do. And Gidi Hansen is at The Growing Place. She is a marriage and family therapist registered intern working to become licensed, but she does see clients. And she comes recommended along with other counselors over at The Growing Place. The number is 588-0448. And we were talking about when how you know when it is that you need to get help. But I do want to talk just a wee bit more on this. It seems like, Gidi, it would be a very... there is a certain self-diagnosis that you have
yes,
to give yourself.
That's an excellent point. And think of when you know it's time to see a dentist. Mm-hmm. When do you know it's time to see a dentist?
Because the pain is too excruciating.
Exactly. And it's the same with therapy.
I heard somebody was, I was talking, there was a rock star, and I don't want to say who it was, but he was asked, oh, George Carlin, when he was alive, finally gave up drugs, took drugs his whole life.
Oh, poor guy.
And you know, now he passed on, but he was a very funny guy, very irreverent. And of course he finally gave up drugs. And somebody asked him, well, what made you finally give up drugs? He used to make jokes about it, thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And he says, when the drugs created more pain than it did enjoyment, that's when I realized that they caused more pain than they did
yes.
a joy.
Yes.
And that's maybe there's some sort of message there. What when there's more pain, when something in your life is causing you more pain than it is enjoyment, whether it's alcohol or cigarette smoking or drugs
or a relationship
or a sex addiction or whatever
yeah.
it is, when there's too much pain involved, when there's more pain involved in the addiction than there is enjoyment.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So a fourth indication.
Let's go for the first three real quick.
Oh, okay. First three. Your issues cause significant distress in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your own efforts to solve the issues have failed. And people who love you are tired of listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you've exhausted your own resources. A fourth reason is, and we've kind of alluded to this already, is that you are misusing three categories here. You are misusing people, activities, or substances to try and solve your problems. So misusing people could mean, it could mean so many different things, but I'll just give you some examples.
Mm-hmm.
Misusing a person could mean being angry and dominant.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean venting. It could mean being hyper-dependent and needy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if I'm going through a lot of anxiety, I could become very, very needy of my spouse, and it's like I'm driving him crazy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a person can become very manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
I become a control freak because I feel like my life is out of control, so I'm trying to control everything around me.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be in the home, it could be at work, it could be at school. Or I may seek activities to self-soothe myself. This could be any kind of an addiction that is an activity like shopping
mm-hmm.
or sex or just obsessive and compulsive thoughts
mm-hmm.
could be an activity. Or as we've alluded to before, I could start using alcohol or some substance.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a smoker, I've really increased my smoking. If I was a drinker, I'm drinking more than ever.
Eating is another one.
Eating is activity. Eating is a big one for Americans.
Yeah, because you know what's satisfying? You know, boy, a nice chocolate cake with ice cream or whatever pie or whatever.
For 3 minutes, I can forget my problems, and then it all comes crashing back. Plus the guilt and the self-condemnation for giving in to gluttony again.
Right.
And
right.
it becomes this vicious cycle. So that's another sign. I am misusing people. I am misusing activities such as God-given activity to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I am misusing substances,
mm-hmm.
alcohol. It's time for me to see a therapist.
Okay. When people come in, Well, and there's more. Let's keep going. I don't want to.
No, go ahead.
When people come in, what is of the four that you've mentioned thus far, and let's repeat them again. When there's a significant distress in your life,
your own efforts to solve the problems have failed.
Exhausted resources to solve the problems. Uh-huh. Family tired of listening to you.
Family and friends uh-huh. are tired of listening to you, and then you're misusing people, activities, or substances.
When people come in, which one is the at the top of the
usually
list.
Number one.
Significant distress in their life.
Yeah, and that followed very often by number two. Oftentimes they'll try to convince the therapist there's no hope, there's no help, there's no answer, but you're my last resort, so I thought I would check off this box and come see you.
So is it fair to say that a therapist is a last resort?
Very often.
Because
just as you described at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
People deny, they put it off, they don't like it.
And in some ways, though, you don't want to jump into a situation too soon. I mean, if you have a cold and a cough, and you don't need to go to a doctor. You know, if you have something that's a minor affliction, you have a fever, you have a little flu. All right, well, you stay in bed for a couple of days, bed rest, and you're okay. You don't immediately go to emergency and go to urgent care and say, I need help. You give it a couple of days. And so it's not really necessarily wrong that if you're going through some distress in your life, part of distress is part of life in some regards.
Exactly.
And the
exactly.
question is, how do you separate when too much distress causes huge changes in your
life? And that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And that's more than just normal stress.
Uh-huh.
What we're talking about is a totally disrupted life,
uh-huh.
a life that is not working.
Right.
And it doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't hurt to go to therapy if you're not in the emergency mode,
mm-hmm.
because you can prevent an emergency. For instance, I get some couples who come in the total emergency mode, and some who come in because they want to prevent it.
Ah, preventative medication.
They know they're headed down that road, and they want to jump.
Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place. Good having you on. We're going to continue our discussion next Wednesday on when to see a therapist. If you need to see a therapist, we recommend The Growing Place. Their number is 588-0448. Gidi Hansen, thanks for joining. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Hey, have a good day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So long.